Hey guys, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Service Without Excuses podcast, sponsored by Sotellus. So you can go to sotellus.com/Rob Line. That's sotellus.com/ROBLYON. Do a test drive of what I believe is the best review management software program. It has been consistently good for our company, New Jersey's Best Carpet and Tile Cleaning, our service company here in New Jersey. When it comes to acquiring new customers and customers of better caliber that are basically taking information and feedback from others and are seeing it and finding it online to do it. It is the biggest driver in our business. It is definitely the biggest promoter in our business. I found it's probably the number one way to get customers in combination with other things like SEO and, you know, social media and some other stuff too as well. But it's a true player. It's a true game definer. I love it. So go check it out. They're awesome guys. Troy and the crew, they're just awesome guys. So again, go to sotellus.com/Rob Line. Also sponsored NewJerseysBest.com. Your best service company is here in the New Jersey, greater New Jersey area. Sponsors us. And we really do appreciate you being here today to talk about this. Another subject we're going to go into is more or less what the difference of is between marketing and selling. Now, we've talked about this in previous podcasts. We've gotten into some great detail about what it is. But I always subscribe to who I believe personally is one of the best marketing minds of all time, Joe Polish. And Joe is a major league connector. He has been on numerous shows and podcasts, and he is really a very, very smart individual. I've known him for a long time. And he really gives the best definition of it. And it's really the marketing is everything to do before the sale in order to get people to notice you, want you, and do business with you. And the selling is the result of proper marketing. He has a little bit more of a technical term onto it, but it is essentially that. And it's really brilliant. I'm not sure if he came up with it or he got it from, you know, somebody else in particular, but it's always set well with me because it's always been a mindset that's marketing and selling are two different things. Another one I heard from another former mentor of mine, a company called More Floods, which is a great company if you're trying to build up your water damage restoration business. They call it the unfranchised because they are not a franchise business. I do not have any affiliation with them, but I think they're great guys, Cliff and Cole are just awesome people. So Cliff, Cole, and the crew over there at More Floods. And one of the things they said at a training we had one time when I was a member of it was marketing is not an event, it's a process. Now, they, of course, heard that from somebody else, but it really set home with me saying it's not something you do one time and it's done. It's not something you do just for the day and you're finished. It's not something you do that makes difference right now. It's something that's going to make the difference long term. Everybody knows in business, long-term gains are the way to go. Unless you are selling let's just say toilet paper, and you're the only person within a 50-mile radius of your house, and toilet paper is at a lapse. You are selling something for the highest value to people because it's a necessity to them. It's not a commodity. Commodity is something that has lesser value to it. If you're doing that and you're selling that, you know, you could be selling and marketing at the same time, and you're probably going to do just fine because you're the only one that has it. And right now going on in history with the pandemic and stuff, we've noticed that that's become a major league issue when it comes to supply and demand, the supply chain here in America. So we might see some of that, and we have seen some of that at the beginning of the pandemic with shelves being empty. But think about this. Your marketing is everything you're doing to consistently be out there. One of the things that a lot of businesses do, and I didn't get to talk about much in the previous podcast when we went over this, was that people go and they start marketing when they're slow, and then they get busy and they stop. And there's no consistency to marketing. Now, marketing has become way more automated today. It doesn't require the thought process behind it, the laborious hours, and you have 2 days a week we got to spend time marketing. It can be automated. Everything from SEO to posting to hiring companies to do your post, to a variety of things. I mean, one of the things that we do as a service with Rob M. Lyon and our thing is we do some social media post engagement. We write post engagement based on their particular business and find out the facts behind it. And then we write the copy for it and help post it on their site for their regular posts. Some people post it every day. Some people post it once a week. Some people post it a couple times a week. We really don't recommend ever not posting at least once a week because people see your presence on there. And of course, the copy it's written is more consumer friendly than it is, you know, R friendly, technical friendly, because consumers don't usually buy based on technical information. Whole point I'm trying to make here is it's a consistent process. For the first year and a half, almost 2 years of New Jersey's Best, I personally posted every single day. I took a piece of content, a picture that we could use. It had nothing, you know, we're full permission to use the photos that we used in the house. It was only of the area we had actually done work into and nothing else. And we were able to take that and then write a customer, consumer-friendly copy for them. Writing things that would make them want to do business with us or tell other people. That's a form of marketing. That is consistency out there every single day. Did that yield dividends? It was huge. My biggest player for the first almost 2 years of my business was that consistent posting on different social media sites. We did it ourselves. We do it individually to each site. We don't do it through a program necessarily. We found those programs are not up to this point as effective as promoting that as a human being, posting it consistently to these pages on a daily basis. So we do it the old school way where it's done almost by hand, essentially to each of our clients to have that done. That form of marketing is extremely effective because the consumer gets to see what you do on a regular basis. Now, you find it's tough to find different cleaning topics on a daily basis, but we do different things and write different copy. And now we're at the point where we could reuse templates we did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and still not ever need to write another piece of copy. We just happen to. We don't rehash it because that keeps the creative juices going and keeps our marketing sharp and keeps our marketing on edge. The point I'm going with this is the marketing is the aspect that gets you noticed by other people. Different forms of marketing. I'm a big fan of direct response marketing. I always have been for the number one reason and number one reason alone. It's the most trackable type of marketing you can do. You know, I'm going to give an example to a form of marketing. If you do Google local guarantee, which is something I've always been a fan of. I don't currently do it. We just haven't needed to do it. We've been so busy with other streams of it that just hasn't been part of our war chest, although I still think it is a very good part of war chest. I did going up to COVID, and when COVID happened, we kind of, you know, went into different resources. We've never really looked back. However, it's good because if you get a lead, the lead is only going to you and you pay for the lead. Now, that does not mean you're going to get the job, but at least you can say it's a lead dedicated for you. It's not a lead going to someone else. It's not a lead going to another competitor of yours. It's going to you. And if you don't book or land the job, then that's kind of on you. That's just the way it works. Now, if you use a service, and no disrespect to companies like Yelp or Angie's List or whatever, you're paying a fee, a monthly fee, for them to do an ad spend. And they do an ad spend typically within their own parameter, but they're going to charge you, you know, it could be $400. It could be $1,000 a month, whatever that is in your market. Here in New Jersey, it's pretty expensive. So you take that and you spend this every month, but you don't have any guaranteed amount of leads. They can consistently tell you you should average this, but there's no guarantee. So direct response marketing, I make it akin to the Google My Business because it's a lead. You can track it. If you didn't land the job, you can go back and say, okay, what did we do wrong? What did we not educate our customers with? What did we not say right to them? Was it a price issue? Was it a customer service issue? Was it a delivery issue? We can track it that those leads didn't work. So if we got 10 leads and the lead costs us $25 a month, it's $250, but we can track it to 10 leads. If you do the other one and you get 5 leads a month and you pay $500 for your leads, you don't know what you're getting. It's really crapshoot. So that is a way, in my opinion, of looking at how direct response marketing works. That's why it's my favorite. It definitely does it. And most people I interview and most people I talk to are big into that. They've learned it from you know, the Dan Kennedys of the world and Jay Abrahams of the world. And a lot of people I recommend, of course, Joe Polish is an extreme direct response person. And once you learn it and understand how it works, I feel it's the best you can do because, again, it's something you can do, test, and track, and maintain, and own, and have some real viable options. Also, the other thing with Google guarantee is I now have the customer. Now, if they happen to go back to the Google channels, you're paying the lead again. But now it's your responsibility to maintain a relationship with the customer. You've bought them for whatever price that is that you agreed to. And now you can maintain that by marketing to them, sending offers to them. There's a thousand mediums you can do when it comes to marketing. Everything from SMS text to your current customer base to email. To your current customer base, current active, I should say, customer base. There's a big difference there. And you have the ability to do that when it comes to those things. When all of the marketing has been done, and again, I'm not going to go into a general marketing that would be hours and hours and hours of a podcast, and you probably would want to hang up very quickly if I got into more of the actual broadband knowledge of marketing. But once that marketing's been done, you have the sale in front of you. Now, I just went back to say Google guaranteed local services. We got 10 leads, and say we did 10 leads and we landed nine, or I'm sorry, we lost nine and we landed one. There's probably a delivery issue problem. It's not even a price point issue at that point. It's a delivery issue. So when you look at this and you say, okay, I'm in the process of selling to somebody, how is my delivery to the customer work? Is my delivery clear and I'm answering their questions? I'm not abrasive. We're always accused of being a bit abrasive in the Northeast. We don't mean to be. It's just the way the pace is up here and everything. And we like to make sure we can answer all of their concerns. Certainly try to transpose that through email when we're responding to somebody through an online order or through an email inquiry. We want to make sure we properly answer their questions, and our delivery and communication is really key to that. If our selling is, we don't have a selling system problem, then the selling system problem should work at a minimum to me. If you're delivering correctly on your information and on the communication, you should be closing no less than 7 out of 10 jobs. All right. So if you got 10 jobs that came in from whatever form you use to market your services in, 7 out of 10 jobs should be coming your way. You're going to lose probably 2 or 3. If you land 10 out of 10, man, you are the best, or you're just lucky. I mean, but if you're landing higher than that, you're really, really good on your delivery. And whatever you're doing it, keep honing it. Don't really mess with it too much. Keep it going until you see any type of decrease. And then, of course, moderate. My whole point is this whole thing is a system. Marketing is a system. Selling is a system. When you learn these things, you have to understand the different parallels between both, but you have to understand they're two of their own channels. They're like a two-lane road, and marketing goes once on one side of the road and sales goes on the other side of the road. Marketing should be done before the selling, because if you're just cold selling and you don't have a marketing system or marketing process in front of you, then you're just knocking on doors. And if anybody here has ever knocked on doors in their life, me included, to try and sell something, it sucks. It's rough, and it's actually illegal many places to do. You can't just cold turkey. I've had local, I won't mention particular the companies, but they're trying to sell different services in the community. They're, you know, it could be internet, it could be electric, it could be gas. They're going around door to door. Now, they've probably got a permit to do this. I can't see these companies of this size not doing it, but it's annoying. And I feel bad for the guys, men and women that come to the door trying to sell these services to people. It sucks. A lot of people slam the door in their face. It's awful. But what if the marketing was done beforehand? So the delivery, when they showed up there, they saw it and said, hey, I saw your offer on your internet offer to save me money on my internet service. And now you have a bit of a warm lead going in, and it's not really as hard to sell because you've already broken down some of those barriers, some of those misconceptions, those preconceived notions that you're going to try and strong arm them to buy something. That's why marketing should always be in front of the selling. If the marketing is done correctly, the sales process inevitably should be much simpler. I believe those are pretty much Joe Polish's words as well. Again, I can't say for sure. Only he can correct me on this, and I'm sure he will if I'm saying something wrong. But if you're doing these things ahead of time, if you're planning things ahead of time, then the selling should be easier. An example, you have a house built, okay? You're going to build it from scratch. The marketing is all of the process in order to build the house. It's the structure, it's the architect, it's designer, it's getting the builder in there, it's doing all that stuff. It's taking this entire thing and building this up. That's the marketing, it's the framework of your house, okay? But the selling is you now have a picture of what your inside of your house looks like. Now you want to do, I want to make this room this, I want to buy this sink, I want to buy this bathtub, I want to put in this TV, I want to do, that's, the selling's been done. The selling is a lot easier to do. Now, you're selling to yourself, but you are selling to yourself because you did the marketing aspect. You built the framework of your house. Your house is now built, and you go, wow, you know, we have all these rooms. We can do this with this. You've now sold something. to yourself, like I said, but the framework was in place in order to give you the vision to be able to buy something you wanted for your house. It's a real simple way to look at it. House is your marketing when it's being built and framed out, and the selling is the inevitable byproduct of that proper marketing or proper planning or framing of whatever you're trying to sell or build. It's just a little tiny example that I think probably will apply to just about anybody to understand those different things. So my big thing is just understand where marketing is needed and where selling is needed. And if you're out there and you're trying to get people to buy your service, you should be marketing. You are marketing. If they're not inevitably giving you money at the end of it, you are marketing. Okay? Everything before is a reason. Everything afterwards is an excuse. It's an old saying. The reason is the marketing. And if you can't produce the sale, that's an excuse because the marketing was not done properly in the first place. If you're out there and you're talking to somebody and you're getting interaction with them and they are interested in hiring you, like, for instance, our lead singer is very outgoing, very charismatic guy. And I've talked to him about this. And he goes out and he talks to people and he goes out, takes the acoustic guitar, and he sings a song or he talks to them and talks more about the band and our availability and what we can offer to people for private parties and whatever. He's very, very good at it. Very good at it. But he felt that was selling. And I let it go a few dozen times. And then I finally said, you know what? I really need to tell him. The average person is not going to know the difference, but I wanted him to know the difference. That he's actually marketing, because when that person calls back and decides to book Rock Bottom, the band, now he's selling. Okay. So if he's done a really good job of marketing and promoting and getting our name out there in front of people and getting people to like us on a personal basis, they get to know him, they develop a little bit of a bond there, then the sale down the road for a private party or a club or a wedding or whatever becomes inevitably easier. The sale becomes easier. So he'll market, nothing may happen, but when they call to book us, now a sale is happening because he spent the time to market correctly. That's another easy example of what the difference is between the two. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us on the Service Without Excuses podcast. We have another real big guest coming up Monday, Al Levy. I can't wait to have him. In fact, I think my buddy Ryan is going to be in the studio too as well to do the podcast. So it should be a rather engaging one and a lot of great information, a lot of great content to deliver to you. Al has built in the past, very successful business in Long Island. I knew about them when I lived there. Al's been out of it for a number of years. They're still going very strong, that company. So he's going to teach us a lot about really building that framework that we just discussed about in your business and how to build a room here, a room here, a room here. The room would be a pillar in your business that you have to know about. That could be a communication system. That could be a marketing system. That could be a sales system. That could be a employee system, communication, and Al is truly a master of it. So just think about things like that. And I appreciate being here. Again, please take a look at our sponsors, sotellus.com/Rob Lyon. That's sotellus.com/Rob Lyon, R-O-B-L-Y-O-N. Check them out. Check out a great demo and get signed up. And I think they have a little bit of a trial thing too going on as well. Reach out to them and see what they have. The other thing is too, New Jersey's Best, newjerseysbest.com. If you're looking for a particular type of service company, it should send you to New Jersey's Best Carpet and Tile Cleaning is part of that program. So we're appreciative of that. And go to our website, robmlyon.com, subscribe. You can also check out our YouTube channels. It's also Rob M. Lyon, or of course, where you're listening to this on your podcast, download it. And of course, give us a little bit of feedback. And we appreciate your time, your valuable time. And we never take that lightly. Okay, guys, have a great day. Thank you again for listening to the Service Without Excuses podcast.